Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County Assistant Swim Coach Brooke Perkins. Mason County will compete in their Region 8 swim meet today at Union College. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Assistant Swim Coach Brooke Perkins right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's talk about your all season. The swim team is a winter sport. You guys start there in the fall, but your regional competition is actually coming up today when this airs. But just kind of recap the season. I know your kids put a lot of time and effort in.
Yes, we have 16 kids on the swim team this year, two seniors, a lot of up and coming kiddos. We've been practicing since October. We've been able this year to have more swim meets than we did last year. Really got some more experience for the kids.
I told you this last year, and I ran cross country in high school, but swimming is the toughest sport any athlete, anybody participates in. The work those kids put in, the muscles and just the endurance. Speak on that.
So there's a saying, a swimmer does more kicks than a soccer player, more turns than a gymnast. So swimming, it does. It takes from your head to your toe, and there's so much more mechanics going on, and the more time you get in the water, the better. It's just, it's not building muscle, but building strength, if that makes any sense.
You know, if a kid comes out to play basketball, the goal is to put it in the basket. But swimming, I mean, there's technique, there's form, there's a lot of different things you and Coach Wright are working on. But talk about getting a student athlete for the first time that maybe wants to try swimming and working with them. And you're just not jumping in the pool and taking off. I mean, there's all kinds
exactly,
of things.
Exactly. So Corey has the technical part of it. So because his son swam for many years myself, so I kind of get the newbies. And I start off by breaking it down for them. So we'll work on kick 1 week. The next week, we'll work on your arm technique. The next week, we'll work on breathing technique. And then the final week, we're going to put it all together. And that doesn't include the dives off the block and the turns. So it takes time to, and there's four strokes. So a lot of my new swimmers are only swimming freestyle and backstroke. And then if they come back, that's when I can start helping them work on their breaststroke and butterfly, which breaststroke is very, very technical. It is all about your timing with it. It's probably the most difficult to teach and to learn.
Talk about how many days you guys practice at the YMCA there. Talk about a typical practice week. And, you know, I know you have kids, like any sport, that are balancing different things.
Yes.
And different activities.
Mm-hmm. So we practice Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 to 7. Corey does drylands with him from 5:30 to 6. And then we're in the pool from 6 to 7. We share the pool with Fleming County swim team. And so we're working on core strength, because a lot of swimming comes from your core. Unbelievably comes a lot from your core. So he works on core strength. And then we get in the water to swim two times a week.
Talk about the rapport you and Coach Corey Wright have. You guys have been with the swim program now for a number of years, kind of building that consistency. Kids know what to expect. You know, you guys have been in the program where you're not changing a coach every single year, where it's hard to get kids to come out. But talk about the relationship you guys have in building this swim program. Mesa County Swimming Team is on Facebook. You can follow updates there. But talk about your guys' relationship in building this program.
Funny story. So Corey and I have been coaching together for five years now. The first year he took over, I came in a little bit later because I had to get all of my safety classes and things like that so I could be able to do that. But I taught at Highland Christian School and Daycare for a couple of years. And one of my students was actually a swimmer, and his mom knew I was a swimmer and asked me. He was in the ninth grade. He graduated, Caden Doyle. He graduated last year, but she's like, hey, we need another coach. Why don't you come down? And Cassidy, my daughter, who's a senior this year, and she can join, and that way it'll be your excuse to come do it. So, and that's how we did it, is because somebody knew that I had done it in the past. And Corey and I have now, like I said, 5 years, and we had the swim team when we took over first year. We had six swimmers. We have 16 now. And swimming is a difficult sport. It's not for the weary. It is a lot of work, so it's hard to kind of recruit to get them in, because swimming is hard. We've had a couple kids start out a couple weeks, and they're like, this is so much. But looking forward to building the program as big as we can get it. The more, the merrier.
You kind of mentioned your swimming background. What's it like teaching student athletes how to swim and the proper technique. And I mean, that's why you guys are doing it, because you love kids, but put it on that role in the coaching aspect of it.
So I'm a military brat myself. My dad did 26 years in the United States Navy. So I was around the water my entire life. And swimming for me was my release. It was my safe place. I could go, and I just had such a huge passion for it and have for a very long time. And for me to be able to pass that passion on to the swimmers and to watch them grow and develop that own love for themselves, and to see it makes me feel really good to be able to share my passion and love for swim.
And these other sports, I mean, you think of the big sports, and obviously you mentioned basketball and football, but, you know, archery, you know, wrestling, swimming, to see the success you guys are having and getting more students involved and other activities for kids. I know Corey Arthur, the wrestling coach, kind of mentioned bass fishing and e-games, and hopefully one day we have all that, but these other secondary sports, you know, having a lot of success and getting kids involved and giving kids opportunities that might not, you know, be able to shoot a basketball or throw a football.
Right, and the same thing with swimming. You don't have to know how to swim, okay? I had a swimmer 2 or 3 years ago. The first day, she didn't even want to get in the water. And by the end of the year, she was one of my better swimmers. I actually got in the water with her for the first couple of practices in the shallow end and worked with her side by side and got her comfortable. You don't have to know. We will teach you how to do it. And for us, if you're getting better as a swimmer, if your times are getting better, if you're dropping time every time you swim that race, that's what's important to us. We don't care if you win or not. Yes, granted, it is wonderful and I want them to win, but if they're swimming better than they did the last time, that is what's important to us, because that lets us know that we're doing our job as coaches and teaching these kids and giving them life skills. And swim is a great middle sport. So if you have a summer sport or beginning of the season in a spring sport, swim is a great one to keep yourself conditioned and toned for the next season. I have a couple swimmers who have done that play. I've got Matthew Schultes. He's a junior. He plays tennis. So he is going to be just that much more prepared this year for tennis because he has spent the time in the water.
You guys mentioned you practice a couple days a week there. Talk about swim meets or competitions, because obviously it's not, you have to have an aquatic center, so it's not like, you know, any other sport where you're just going down the road and having a game or a match.
Right. So we had 8 swim meets, I think, this year. We had 4 at Round County. There's a coach for Round County. He's great. He invites us down. We had 4 swim meets with them this year. We went to Scott High, who just opened their brand new facility. Oh my gosh, is it beautiful? It is absolutely stunning.
I guess they have an outstanding program, I'd assume, at Scott High.
Yes, they share the pool with 2 other high schools, but the pool, the dive tank in the pool is absolutely beautiful. The facility is top notch. We had scheduled 2 meets, but the bad storm we had on that September, and we went to Paris and swam against Bourbon County, which we will compete against them at Regions as well. So we travel about 45 minutes to an hour to compete. I would love to eventually to be able to do one at home. That's a goal of mine in developing that, to be able to have that for our kids.
Talk about getting to those swim competitions, swim meets, working with your student athletes, because like anything, we try a new job, we try a new sport, we go out and try something for the first time, there's that anxiety, stress, but seeing your kids from maybe that start to competing in a competition.
I always tell them from the beginning, I said, as long as you try and you do your best and you give it 100%, that's what's important to me. You will be disqualified. You will get disqualified when you swim a race because of technique. And that's fine. That's okay. That's a lesson learned. So we know not to do that the next time that we hop in. We don't make big deals about that kind of stuff, especially on our relays. Relays, your 4 people are swimming the same race and you've got to learn your exchanges and all of that. So getting disqualified, it happens, or DQ'd is what we call it. That stuff happens, and I just let them know it's okay. We will live to swim another race another day. So, and then the ones that are new that are taking, like, I have, God love his soul, his name's Zane. This is his first year. This is his first sport. He, at the first meet, he swam a 50 meter in 1:16. No, that's not, you know, I have kids swimming 28, 29. This kid swam a 54 by the end of the season. And that, for me, is amazing. For me to see him grow, to love the sport, to love his team, to watch the team support him and be there for him, and for him to have the safe place and be able to love and start the passion for a swim. And, you know, his mom is a friend of mine, and she has thanked thanked me, I can't tell you how many times, for taking the time to do that. Swim team is a swim family. We all really are a swim family.
I don't want to sound like a soapbox, but every week, whatever coach I talk to, it's just like, yes, everybody wants to win, mm-hmm. or team wants to win, or you want to achieve success as an individual, and that's true in life, but mm-hmm. you know, getting together, the fellowship, the bonding, mm-hmm. you know, the grades, showing up on time, responsibility, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what ultimately you guys are teaching every single day as coaches, and why empowering young people.
Yeah, coaches have a big influence on these students. And I don't know, sometimes we realize how big of an impact we truly do have on these kids. These kids come to us and they look up to us and they trust us. And to be able to have that type of relationship with those kids and be able to watch that. I like my high school swim coach, Paul Henderson. Don't know if I could have made it through high school without him. And I really, truly appreciated him. And I knew how important he was to me. So I want to be able to be that. And Corey wants to be able to be that.
And to have swimming at Mesa County. I know when I graduated in 07, I believe it was around not as popular, not as exciting, mm-hmm. the work you guys have done. But mm-hmm. to give students, again, maybe that don't have certain sports they're interested in, and they get recruited out to participate in, you know, brings them out of their shell, their comfort mm-hmm. zone, just makes them that much more outgoing, or, you know, it helps just with applying for a job, or, mm-hmm. you know, going on a date, or just all kinds of things.
It teaches life skills, and doing a sport or doing any activity, FFA, showing livestock, sports, school, working, it all is developing life lessons that are going to be used for the rest of your life. Responsibility, to be there on time, to show up to practice, to give it your 100%, to show respect for your coaches and your fellow teammates, to have that sportsmanship, to have lost a race and be able to shake the person's hand next to you in the lane next to you. It really is very valuable. The lessons that we can teach as coaches are invaluable to these kids.
You guys have 16 students there, mm-hmm. 16 swimmers. I guess if you want to run down your swimmers there, maybe talk a little bit about each one.
Sure. I'll start with the 8th graders. I have Titus Kasky. He gave 100%. I told him that if he could swim, you know, get a certain time, that he could be on a relay, and he got it, and he was able to do that. And his passion, I know now that if I want him to push himself, I've got to give him a goal, and that kid is great. I have Harlow Johnson, and her older brother is Taylan Johnson Holt. She rode horses. So she came in to see me, and we were at Paris meet, and we put her in the 100 free, and I never seen a kid try harder than her. She was determined to finish that race. And then I had spoke a little bit on Zane. He's in 7th grade. The freshman class, so here in a couple years, I am going to be losing about half of my team. I have Corbin Rolfe, Leighton Horde, Patrick Carpenter, Maddie Branaham, and Delana Rigg. Delana Rigg and Maddie, they're both on the girls relay team, and they are extremely talented athletes, and I wish they knew exactly how much I truly believe in their ability. Corbin, he was the one that surprised me this year. Like, this kid, he swam with us for 3 years now. He was started in 7th grade. That kid has the best dive I have seen in anybody. The first meet, I was like, wait a second, who is that? That's Corbin. His brother graduated last year, so he watched his brother on the swim team and said, when I get to 7th grade, I'm going to swim for Coach Brooke and Coach Corey. He absolutely just shocked me. Patrick Carpenter is one of our top male swimmers, and him and Leighton Horde, just so happened that they swam next to each other, and they both dropped time that day because they didn't want one to beat the other one, so they were pushing themselves to get that. My sophomore class, I have Jalen Harris, who is also on the swim team. She is the sweetest kid and would do anything. Her mom actually runs the Maysville Hands of Hope.
Nicole, and yes, awesome as well.
Yes, awesome. They are awesome people, a wonderful, wonderful family, and I truly appreciate everything they do for the community. Caden Kimball, he's been swimming with me for a long time. This kid, he is in the play. He's actually playing the businessman in the play, and they're doing Annie. So he actually buzzed his hair this past weekend, and he got in the pool to swim last night. He's like, Coach, I'm going to drop time. Oh, I made a bet with him. So I told him he is swimming a 28.74 in it. I told him if he swims a 28.44, I would cut my hair. And I have hair that goes down midway back. That's 12 inches of hair, and I'm afraid he's going to get it this weekend. So I'm like cherishing the last few days I have. Matthew, he's a first-year swimmer, and he came out of the gate. This kid's work ethic and drive are insane. He is a great kid and has given nothing but his all this entire season. Marissa Marshall is a senior, and I've coached her now for, she swam for 3 years, and she's a great kid. She is an absolute great kid, and I am truly going to miss her. I'm going to miss, my daughter is a senior this year, and this year has been bittersweet for the both of us. Last night, we both were crying on the way home, thinking that that was her last high school swim practice. My last time to coach her in practice today at Regions is going to be bittersweet for me, and I'm going to be sad to watch her go because I've coached her now for 5 years and she was the reason I started coaching again. And so both her and Marissa will be greatly, greatly missed.
You guys mentioned your regional competitions actually today on Friday. We're pre-recording this interview on Wednesday, so I know you guys will head down Thursday and then, because it's in Barberville, correct?
Barberville, yes. At Stivers Aquatic Center. It's Union College facility. It is a Olympic-sized pool. It's split right down the middle, so we'll have warm-ups on one side and races on the other. There's going to be 18 teams, an insane amount of swimmers. Lexington Catholic, Dunbar, Great Crossing, Paris. So, I mean, there are some really, really strong club teams. So they're kids that swim not only like their Y team or AAU team, they also swim for high school. So these are kids that are swimming 21 second. We actually saw a kid, insane, swam a 49 second 100. That is two whole laps down and back four times in 49 seconds. And those are the kinds of kids that we get to swim with. And I really enjoy watching them, all of the lessons that they're learning from them, the other swimmers. Again, it's a big, huge family. We all are a big family.
So there's different events your swimmers can participate in. Briefly talk about that, because like wrestling, I know you can go down, a lot of people listening today aren't as familiar with swimming, but talk about the different events that, you know, you put your swimmers into where they decide what to swim.
Yes. So a lot of my newer swimmers, they'll swim the freestyle, which is the simplest one. And it goes in 50, 100, 200, and 500 increments. So we have a 500, free, 200, 150. A lot of my swimmers will swim the 100 and the 50. There is backstroke, 100 backstroke, 100 breaststroke, and 100 butterfly. 100 butterfly, that's a killer. It's probably one of the more difficult races along with the 200 IM. The 200 IM is a lap of each one of the four strokes. Fly, back, breast, free. Then we have the relays. So we have the medley relay, which is each, there are four swimmers, obviously. Each one swims a different stroke, starting with backstroke, and then we have the 200 freestyle, which is a 50 for everybody, and a 400 free relay. Everybody swims two laps.
And then if the kids, you know, do well, you mentioned your very tough region, they go on to state, but some of these schools you mentioned, they swim year round or have the facilities where you guys are fortunate and blessed to have the YMCA, but some of these kids are in the pool, I'm sure, every day, 7 days a week.
Right. And I am very proud of my kids this year because several of them went to the pool on their own free time and asked for workouts to do on top of the workouts that we were already doing. Every Sunday, Coach Corey meets the kids, and it's an open option. It's not one that's scheduled, but he's there and he helps the kids out. So my kids take every opportunity they can to get in the water.
Just want to wish you guys best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much, and I truly appreciate you having me down. And if you have a kid that doesn't have a sport, is interested in a sport but not sure, send them my way. Me and Coach Corey will take care of them. Swim is a great program, and we just want to see it grow.
Okay, the head coach is Corey Wright, assistant coach here, Brooke Perkins. Brooke, thanks for coming down. Best of luck this weekend.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Again, that was Mason County assistant swim coach Brooke Perkins. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Augusta Athletic Department presents the 9th versus 10th Hardwood Classic on Saturday at the Augusta Gymnasium. The games look this way. At 12 o'clock, it's Highlands versus Montgomery County Girls. At 1:30, Lloyd Memorial versus Augusta Girls. At 3 o'clock, Cooper versus Mason County Boys. At 4:30, Dayton versus Bracken County Boys. And at 6 o'clock, Dixie Heights versus Augusta Boys. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.